Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's do a little dancing and singing and thinking as well. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. It is 7 past the hour. I feel like singing Boob of the Day. Who will it be? And the winner is Ted Cruz.
Uh-oh, don't get me started.
He is the boob of the day, the boob of the week, the boob of the month, the boob of the year. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I introduce Jennifer Horn to speak more about the boob of the moment.
You're so good to me.
I know. Isn't it sweet? Remember, boob starts with boo.
Yeah.
Which is what he got and he deserved.
If you didn't watch, he came out on stage to a standing ovation. People were so excited that Ted Cruz was there.
Hey, big boob. Hey.
Yay. Everybody was happy. And he gave a great speech. But here's what was missing. Donald Trump's name.
Honestly.
And even a mild
hubris,
endorsement.
Humility. Yeah.
Right. So it was. It seemed that he was getting ready to campaign for 2020.
He focused on LeBron James. He thought LeBron
he
James was a round of applause for LeBron. Yeah.
Okay. But I think
he mentioned
happens,
LeBron, but he didn't mention Donald Trump at all.
Yeah, he mentioned Donald Trump at the beginning, saying congratulations to Donald Trump. Yeah. But a couple of thoughts here is that way back, remember like a year ago when they were all standing on the debate stage for the first time and everybody had to take a pledge because Jeb Bush whined to the RNC that they would have to support the eventual nominee.
Right.
All these jerks raised their hand.
That. Yeah.
Remember that? And they said, oh, yes, whoever the nominee is will support it.
No one thought it was going to be Donald Trump, though.
Right. Well, guess what, Ted Cruz? Guess what, John Kasich? Guess what, Jeb? You guys, if you're men of your word, took a pledge. Jeb, you're the one that initiated the pledge.
Why in the heck
aren't you rah-rah Trump? You need to make America great hat again.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Sorry.
Make America great again
well, you
hat.
You know what? Here's
we were
here's
just
going to
let it go, Jen.
And this is why I don't get involved in political conversations, because I tend to get sweaty in my palms when I read things that come from the right, like this Breitbart columnist Yiannopoulos, or whatever the hell his
Milo.
Name is. Yeah. The way he took off on Leslie Jones and the stuff. We're even getting inundated at our Twitter, the continuing Twitter following conversation at Good Day Show, following this conversation. It's unnecessary. And what it does, the hard people rightists who are obnoxious, the hard people on the left who are obnoxious, they always give the rest of the people in that group a bad name. And so, you know, this guy, we associate him with Breitbart. Breitbart is right of center, perhaps to the extreme. And then, so you come up with this stuff that these people, the assumption is that they don't like black people. And the assumption, I think, is true in this circumstance. You don't say the kinds of things that are said.
Do you know anything about Milo? Do you know anything about this guy?
I don't know from nothing, and I don't really care.
He's gay.
Yeah, okay.
He's a young, attractive gay man who is writing for Breitbart.
Obviously insecure in who he is.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But here's the rub.
Jennifer, you don't write stuff like this if you're
secure. No. Just wait. Here's the rub is that in this country, you get to write whatever you want.
Yep, you sure do.
And so whether I think it's in good taste or not, which I don't, but whether or not you think it's in good taste, you get to write whatever you want.
But this is harassment, though. This is way beyond
just a second.
But he's entitled to do that if he wants to and suffer the consequences.
It's not harass.
You can harass people if you want. It's up to us to decide what we want to consume. What I don't think is okay at all is that Twitter has blocked his account. And that Twitter has said, oh, no, you can't ever get back on Twitter again. Well, here's what's really bad about that. ISIS is using Twitter, like in all of these cases, to communicate terror. And you're going to worry about a guy who's saying some yucky, classless things about one person? I don't know. I think that's where what drives me insane.
Yeah, good
is
point.
That, yeah, I mean, I don't like it, but you don't get to say who is appropriate and who's not.
Yeah, I mean
you
me can and make Victoria have talked about that before, that Twitter itself is just very, very bad at following through on their own rules and, you know, what they consider harassment. But my question is Twitter a private or a public company?
Public.
Twitter is public now.
Okay, yeah. But I don't know. It's just a question, because if you sign up and, you know, they have the thing that you're supposed to read when you sign up on the rules that you're supposed to follow, essentially. So if he's breaking those, then...
Agreed. But Twitter doesn't take down the accounts of ISIS.
Yeah, no, I think it's true that if they're going to do it for this case, that they should do it for all of them.
If you're going to start, you know, I mean, if there are going to be rules, there should be rules for everybody.
I've been getting
death threats on my Twitter from people on the left who think that I'm Jennifer Horn, the Republican chair from New Hampshire.
Oh,
and so I've been getting a lot of people who are very liberal and think that I'm someone else. And I've been getting lots of hate mail. So look, Twitter gives you that anonymity so you can be a big jerk. You know what? We need to either toughen up or we just need to decide to get rid of Twitter. I think the idea is just toughen up.
Well, I think this is the reason that Twitter has never stepped in, because if you try to solve one problem, then you have to go after ISIS, and then you have to go after the people who are going after you and that's mistaken identity. I mean, there's so many layers to this, and this is a complicated onion. But, you know, there should just be a stricter policy across the board.
The teacher said, Johnny, I've had to send you to the principal's office every day this week. What do you got to say for yourself? Mm-hmm. Johnny says, sure glad it's Friday.
Getting tired of walking.
What kind of coffee was served on the Titanic? Kara?
I hope it was good.
No. But you probably don't even know what this is. I'm beginning to laugh at this. Does anybody know what Sanka coffee is besides me?
Oh, yeah, Sanka. Sure, the instant.
What kind of coffee was served on the Titanic?
Yeah.
Sanka. A man wrote a letter to the IRS.
I've been unable to
sleep knowing that I've cheated on my income tax. I understand my taxable income, and I've enclosed a check for $150. If I still can't sleep, I'll send the rest. Conversation's getting a little heavy. I decided to lighten it up a little bit. It's 14 past the hour.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This two-time All-Star was a hard-throwing reliever. He was known as one of the nasty boys who helped lead the Cincinnati Reds to a World Series title in 1990.
And the 1990 World Championship belongs to the Cincinnati Reds.
So where is Rob Dibble now? Rob's had a colorful broadcasting career. He was fired by ESPN and also from the Washington Nationals for making controversial comments about pitcher Steven Strasburg. But in 2011, Rob signed on with a radio show out of Chicago. We saw a little too much of Rob in 2001 when he bet against Ichiro Suzuki to win the batting title.
And I said that if he wins the batting title, I'll run around Times Square naked.
He wore a thong so he wouldn't get arrested. How thoughtful. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you find your big idea? Serial entrepreneur William Dooner says, find your purple tree.
Picture yourself in a lush green forest. Suddenly, you see a tree someone painted purple. You just can't stop thinking about it.
For example, in the early days of the interstate highway system, Dooner saw vacant land next to gas stations. It was ugly, smelly, littered with junk, no landscaping.
People would stop for gas, but there was no place to eat. Dooner started a restaurant chain on that unwanted land. He later sold it for $10 million.
Most people view purple trees negatively. Now you know there are opportunities in disguise. Find yours and you'll be a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
17 after the hour. Good news. Everybody ready for some good news?
You bet.
Yes.
Woo.
The price of driving is going to go down again. Have you noticed the price of gasoline down 4 or 5 cents this week? I hadn't noticed it until, well, in California, it's hard to tell. So I was driving around California last week.
Here.
Yeah, price never goes down.
Just, if it goes down, they come up with some new tax to throw on it.
On my way to the airport on Sunday afternoon, I forgot I don't know what was going on in my mind. I forgot a lot of things. Left my phone in the car, and I get right to the airport, and I, oh, damn it, I didn't fill up the car. So I drive around the block, $4.94 a gallon.
That's
from those son of a bees. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So anyway, but when I was in, Denver. When I was in Denver on Monday, $2.14 a gallon.
Oh, that's nice.
And that made me start thinking, and diesel fuel and heating oil stuff have gone down as well. So we have gone up over, let's see, I think it started around Memorial Day. And the price can hold because people aren't buying as much gas. So down it goes again. Higher prices as we get into the summer season. Now the good news for drivers is prices are now looking vulnerable to another downturn. Production is up, oversupply because people are buying cars. It's very interesting to look at. It's kind of like the one percenters and then the people make $34,000 a year. We're selling a lot of cars that are using a lot of gas. I'm not guilty of it. I like to drive Range Rovers, and they're not particularly good on fuel. All right, so to counter that, Victoria bought a Chevy that gets, what, about 42 miles to a gallon? What does that thing get?
It's 33.
Okay. But my two children bought Volkswagens. They get 45, 46 miles to a gallon. At least they did before the government will mess
they're
it all
diesel,
up and
right?
make them. Yeah, they're diesel.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so the point is that people are driving more responsibly. There are the disruptions in the fuel supply, which had started at the hands of Daesh, have seemed to die down. The wildfires in Canada that affected, by the way, that fire is still burning in Alberta.
Wow.
You know that, right? This is 5 weeks, even 7 weeks, since if not as bad, but they can't put it out because it's in the soil. And the soil has oil in it, and it just keeps burning. Hard to put it out. But anyway, a lot of the commodity strategists say that the drilling activity has increased. There are idled wells that were started at even the slightest turn. A lot of people shut them off. Now they start them up again because the prices went up, and now the prices are going down again. But the bottom line for you is that you will save at the pump by the time we get to Labor Day. Isn't it awful? We're talking about Labor Day. Yeah, choke on that. We'll see prices down around an average of a little over $2 a gallon. It's not. What was it? I think the lowest, it was an average of 194 or something. Wasn't it during the winter last year, earlier this year? It was somewhere in that
in
vicinity.
Jersey, which I know is extra cheap. Yeah. Jersey, it was definitely below $2 for a bit.
Yeah, right. So that's the good news.
Darn, we're out of time on gas talk.
What is your problem?
She's sassy today. I like it.
No, we're not because we have the story of gas and cows.
Oh, I like that story. That's the kind of gas I like.